yourself, Steve. Thoughts on that? Comfortable night, really, in the end?
Yeah, you mean we had a wonderful save from Kyle Roos at the end, didn't we, from, dare say, Conor Newton when he comes on. But, yeah, we possibly should have won 3 or 4, but there's a lot of pleasing aspects to tonight. You know, it's, I think there's there was a lot of people hurting from Saturday, just in terms of sheer adrenaline and effort to win a football match. But I think we deployed that in bundles tonight, and you've seen the reception the supporters gave the players at the end. But for me, you know, some excellent performances and some performances that we needed to get some game time. You know, it was good to see Lewis Buxton get 70 minutes, and he adds obviously something to what we've got. It was good to see Joe Newell once again put in a stirring performance, got a little knock in his back. But, you know, when we get the opportunity to move him a little bit forward, he's going to be one hell of a player. And it was good to see Jordan Bowery get a goal. He didn't win many headers and keep possession and offers in the first half, but he popped up and gets the goal that takes us through. And I've just looked at the results. You know, my daughter messaged me today saying, you know, I think it was 11 clubs went out the first round last year out of the Championship. I think 8 and 12 is the last 3 years. So we were very mindful of that getting into the game, and we just wanted to be in the draw. And we got the opportunity to leave one or two on the sideline, one or two of the younger boys that offered quite a bit of an education coming in and playing Saturday and different things. But they'll be back with contention Saturday.
I know you discussed Barry the other day about confidence, etc. But the fact that he was able to get that goal, that will do him the power of good.
Listen, everyone at the football club loves Jordan. You know, he didn't even have enough aggression in his play tonight again. And I said to him at half-time, you need more of that. And if he can get that in his game, some weeks he'll be unplayable. But if he don't get that, then a lot of weeks he'll flitter around. But, you know, you always get judged if you get a goal, I suppose, if you play up there. And I thought him and Matt combined really well. And in fact, I thought Danny Ward looked more like himself when he came on as well. So that's pleasing. We looking at the weekend ahead, and we've got a little closed-door game for 4 or 5 of the lads to get 60 minutes tomorrow, or 2:30. So that's good. So if we can get them through that, then we'll be in a lot better shape heading towards the weekend.
Well, Derbyshire himself could have had a few, couldn't he? I mean, that 20-minute spell at the start of the second half, you thought that's when it could have been 3 or 4.
Listen, we had that in Saturday, and no one wanted to recognise it, but we come in and we have to take the criticism, and quite rightfully so. If our supporters criticised for Saturday, if I'd have paid in, I'd been criticising as well. And but, you know, when you come in and you look at it in the cold light of day on Monday, and after reviewing it Sunday yourself, but when you bring it to the group Monday, you know, in that first half on Monday, we could have scored 3 or 4 when we were well on top at 1 each, and it's a different outcome. But we didn't, and game's all about taking chances. You're right, the second half was very impressive for 20, 25 minutes. Both full-backs getting high up the pitch, the wide players coming in inside to join and link with the strikers. And some wonderful football. And if we'd have got the second goal, I think we'd have gone on, and it could have been any score. But full credit to Cambridge United. You always know with the players that Richard's got and the players that he can introduce, bring onto the field, then we certainly know Connor, and I know the boy Keenan off who played against us. I thought he was outstanding tonight for them. I tried to sign him on a few occasions at a lower level, and he's a great signing for them. So credit to Cambridge United. Wish them every success in their aims to get out of League 2. They're not a League 2 club. But, you know, from all my family will be pleased tonight being a Peterborough United house, then they'll be pleased that we've knocked the rivals out.
You made 4 changes in between the games. Of those players, I suppose I'm really, really referring to Buxton. Are they now in contention to starting regularly in the league?
Yeah, Buxton will be ready for Saturday for sure. You know, all been good that he wakes up tomorrow morning. He's certainly come off just tired, nothing to do with the little calf. Joe Mattock the same. If he can step up his training between tomorrow and Saturday, he comes straight into contention, because I believe he's such a good player. And so gradually that allows us to do other things, doesn't it? It allows us to get Joe Newell in the position that I signed him to play. I keep saying it, but he's a wonderful talent. And if he keeps playing as he's done in 2 games, listen, the kid will go on to much higher things than his own. And I've always thought that about him anyway. But first and foremost, we have to concentrate ourselves, do a lot of work on the training ground, you know, Thursday, Friday, and get ready for a difficult trip to Nottingham Forest.
Well, he was excellent, wasn't he, Newell, today? I mean, all right, he's going to get the cross for the goal, but that was one of 6 or 7 opportunities he created. Tell us about him. Why do you think that he could go on one day to maybe play at a high level?
Oh, he was in the Championship 2 or 3 years ago with Peterborough United, and he was, some weeks I'd go and see Peterborough in the Tuesday matches if we weren't involved, and he was stunning. And he was just one off the conveyor belt at the time. You were waiting to leave Porsche and go to higher levels. And it never happened for the kid. And then it gets to the summer and his last year of his contract, and the chairman down there, a man I know really well, Darren McAntony, has a policy: if you don't re-sign, then you're going to be going out the door, and he wouldn't re-sign. And thankfully our chairman and Barry Fry and Darren could get together and have a coffee and get it done for us. But he's got a wonderful left foot, he's got an array of passing. He's not fully fit yet, you know. He looks fit, but he's not as fit as he can be. And I've said to him, if he gets a little bit of the Warnley treatment here, as we call it, and we get him sublimely fit, he can be just exceptional at this level.
Finally, I suppose every press conference we're going to mention this, aren't we? In terms of your own transfer dealings, is anything likely to happen between now and Saturday?
We're just waiting on some calls back now. You know, we're desperately keen to add to the squad, but we don't just want any players in Andy. We want good players, and we want players that can obviously play at the level. We think we've got a lovely balance. You know, one or two people are aiming criticism, maybe one or two younger players from Saturday, but hey, they're with us for the season. They're going to be here. One or two people aimed criticism at Kilroos on Saturday. He's saving the 90th minute tonight. Was world class. I've just watched it. He's going in a different direction and he comes back and it's a big hand. It's world class. And he's young. He then goes and punches one that had been better punching, so he's young. But, you know, we're working hard collectively. We're trying to get one or two in. And I know that if Tony Stewart and Steve Evans have anything to do with it, we'll add one or two to the group. But it'll be players that our supporters would say, well, he's going to play.